country. It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Nutty squirrel causes chaos inside family's New York home.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And the Colville Pro Rodeo.
Well, Steve, you have been part of this show now for 7 months?
Yeah, sure.
Is that correct? Yeah. Well, we're learning things about you. Like, we just found out you can do that fun little voice.
Right, multi-talented. Didn't know.
Always talented.
There are definitely things that I still don't know about you, and this would be one of them.
Oh, okay.
I have to ask you a question. Today is National Jerky Day.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, Steve Heskey, a.k.a. producer Steve, feel about jerky?
I really like jerky, but not if it's spicy, like really spicy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's fair.
I can relate. I mean, I can't relate to that, but I can understand that.
I can respect it.
But you, if we were to get jerky, you would like it and you would eat it.
Yeah, if it was like...
teriyaki, you'd probably love.
Yeah.
Maybe just some regular, some original.
Yeah.
That's fair. I think there's other people who have that same feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't want the hot stuff.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Jay and I will try that. We will eat the hot stuff. Okay, because that is very important that you like jerky to be on this show. Is that correct, Jay?
Yeah, we're big jerky fans.
We love jerky, and so much so that Jay and I have a dream of starting a jerky store.
Yep.
Have I heard about this before? I don't know if I have.
I don't know.
I don't think you have.
You started here October 30th, so maybe.
So, November, I'm sorry, 8 months.
Well, you know.
Technically November, I guess, then, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
So, November, December.
And I don't feel like a month or two we should probably count.
Wait, what?
These are jokes.
Some of these are jokes.
Steve.
Some of the...
Jerky store with a casino in it.
Yep. Oh, okay, yeah, go on.
And a Costco. That was our dream business. Yeah. Was that it was just going to be this massive building that had
it's all in one.
Jerky store out front, and then you could go in.
Well,
and
yeah,
it was like, remember, oh my gosh, there's Costco and a casino.
Kevin, we wanted to set it up with the jerky store that you had to walk through it first, like
absolutely,
like you know when you go to an amusement park and you have to go through where all the sell the stuffed animals and everything.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh man, I got to go through the store. And you're like, yeah, I got to go through the jerky store on your way in. And then, boom, there's the Costco. And as you go to the back where they keep the toilet paper, casino.
Huh. Right. Yep.
So would they not sell jerky at the Costco?
No.
No, it wouldn't allow that.
No.
We would be. We own the Costco. God, it's not that hard to follow along.
We own it all, Steve.
I mean, what are you doing?
I don't know. But so, okay, so you own all three things.
Yeah, right.
Okay, yes. Yeah. And all right.
Would you want to be part of it?
Sure, yeah, I'll give a couple.
Which part do you think you would be the best at running? What do you think you would know the most about?
Oh, by the way, Kevin, I also decided golf course on the back side of it there.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, all golf course.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yep.
So I mean, I don't want to run that part.
No,
I don't feel
fine.
Like I'd be good at that.
Okay.
We're talking legit golf, right?
Yeah, not mini
but
golf.
I will take full ownership of the jerky store if you need me to.
Yeah, I'm fine with
that. Well, and the casino.
No, you don't get to run the casino.
Why not?
I know.
Why can't I run the casino?
You can be a consultant.
The house always wins.
I know. You don't get to be that.
Yeah, buddy. I would be good at that. Okay,
maybe
Steve,
you don't get to run the jerky store either. Now I think about it.
It makes me very happy that you like jerky because that is one of our dreams. It would be a jerky store that would sell all types of jerky, every flavor you could imagine.
Ooh.
And I would be willing, you know, we'd sell other people's jerky.
Of course.
We don't have to make the jerky.
No. We're just a store.
Well, I tell you what then. How about this? I'll start off. We'll get this grassroots going.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy a truck. Start with a food truck.
Okay.
Once that becomes successful.
A jerky food truck, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you also sell hot dogs and a pop for
$1.50
just to kind of get the vibe of the Costco?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that makes sense.
Kevin, maybe we should have an add-on of like the fish hot dog. The legendary fish hot dog.
One of our famous ideas.
Yeah, fish hot dog. Fish is good for you.
I thought of this many, many years ago that if you could put fish into a hot dog form, you could get kids to eat
so much. Yeah, because, I mean, everybody's like, oh, fish is great for you. It's good for you. It's so much more healthy. Blah, blah, blah.
What are you doing?
Fish hot dog.
No.
Hey, you can make a hot dog out of plant. You can make it out of fish.
We called Oscar Mayer and gave them that idea.
We did. Years ago, decades ago.
And they laughed at you, correct?
They did, and then they stole it and made, you know, fish hot dogs and plant hot dogs. And
There's fish hot dogs?
No, there's not yet, Steve. Jay was lying.
There needs to be.
I'm going to double check. So once a year I Google this, fish hot dogs, just to see.
Once a year.
I feel like I might have
come
out.
I do. Once a year I try to find them. Omaha Steaks Gourmet Frank hot dogs. That's not a fish. Frank's not a fish. No, there's nothing. Oh, absolutely nothing comes up.
Fish Kevin, are our friends.
There's a 3 pounds of red snapper hot dogs.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see these red snappers, but I don't think that's.
Do you also see how much they cost?
Red snapper, a Maine original, gluten free hot dogs, $69. Wow.
Right.
For a 3 pound. Okay, 3 pounds, decent.
Yeah. 5 pound pack, $100. So yeah, that doesn't count.
But that's a red snapper dog. That is not made of
fish. It also sounds
fish,
horrendous.
Right? That is not made of fish.
No, I think it's crab. Is it crab?
Is it?
I think it might be.
A snapper ain't no crab though. I think it's just the name of the hot dog.
Are you just going to make rejoins all morning?
Can you help?
A snapper ain't no crab, though.
Steve, can you help?
What's happening?
I'm looking up red snapper right now.
No, it is a fish.
No,
I will
not help in this.
It's a fish. Red snapper hot dogs.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It all sounds gross. Wait, hold on. Are we talking about combining foods, or are we talking about...
No, it's a fish inside the casing of a hot dog.
Okay,
here we go.
It looks like a hot dog.
Correct.
It tastes like a fish.
Sure. Well, it doesn't even have to taste like a fish. It just has to be fish. Oh, I don't think it should taste like a fish.
Okay.
So you're trying to trick kids.
I've gotten to the bottom of the red snapper mystery.
All right.
If you're ready for it. The red snapper sausages, which I guess are very famous.
Duh.
The sausage filling, also called meat batter.
Nope, that's gross.
Is made from a mixture of pork and beef.
Yeah, that's a trick.
Despite the integrity of its ingredients, red snappers still flaunt. Oh, gosh, now I have to click on it.
I don't know why I'd be clicking on that.
Sometimes red snappers are white fish. Sometimes they're red meat.
Okay.
In Maine...
Oh, so it's just...
In Maine, the iconic style of hot dog is not white fish. It's red meat.
Mom, can Jimmy come over for dinner?
Sure, he can come over.
Ask your mom what we're having.
Mom, what are we having? We're having meat batter.
Meat batter.
Yay. I'm going home.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I've kind of gone to the thing where I only use one bank for everything.
Right.
And so I kind of have this already, I feel like, where I can just do whatever I want with different accounts.
Whatever you want?
Kevin James.
I do whatever I want. Sometimes they don't always approve.
Right, yeah.
And apparently they charge you a fee for that.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final story time.
Well, it was in 1839. Imagine if today was June 12th, 1839. For the first time ever, you might have heard, "Eh, better, 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 swing, swing, better, better, better. Keep your eye on the ball, Jimmy." What else could you have heard?
See, if you said that to Steve, he'd be like, "Wait, I have to put my eye on the ball?"
He would.
Which one?
Like that cute little kid. Right. Have you seen that video, Jay, where the little kid, the dad says, All right, buddy, keep your eye on the ball. And this kid's maybe two, and he just leans over and puts his eye right on the ball.
Yeah, I see that. It's like on a tee or something. Oh. Yeah.
Yep, doing a little tee ball.
Uh-huh.
That's great.
The first baseball game ever was played in America in 1839 on this day in history.
Dang.
Isn't that something?
How about that?
Steve.
Sure is something.
Did you ever hit a home run? I know you said you played baseball and that you thought that was the sport you were the best at.
I did hit a home run.
Wow.
Over the fence?
There we go.
Well.
There it is.
What happened was I hit the ball into the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
What age was this?
I was fifth grade.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right. Little league stuff.
Yeah, hit the ball in the outfield. The outfielders ran into each other.
There we go. This is what I'm looking for.
And the ball.
This is what I'm looking for, man.
The ball kept rolling, and I rounded those bases.
That's right. You make an error.
You're probably a fast little guy, I bet.
Yeah. I made the paper for that.
You made the paper?
Yeah, how? they had like box score in our local paper. They had like the box scores. If you got like a double or anything above that,
nice. Yeah,
then you were like in the little.
Wow.
Thing,
Steve so. Heskey.
Yeah.
Little boy in a baseball hat stands in the field with his ball and bat.
Steve right here.
Says I am the greatest player of them all. Puts his bat on his shoulder and he tosses up the ball. Goes up and the ball goes down. Swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls.
Oh no.
To the ground.
Oh, Steve, you struck out.
No.
But he said, I am the greatest.
Would you believe that that was my only hit that season?
No.
See, you should leave that part off the story.
Yeah. But I was a doubles machine my eighth grade year.
Oh, way to rebound, baby.
A doubles machine?
Oh, yeah.
That was your thing.
I was a bunter and a doubles machine.
Oh, you're that guy.
Dingers and doubles. Steve Heskey. I mean,
wow.
What was your deal? Where would you place it to get a double? What was your...
Well, you just lay down a bunt and run fast.
No, I was a good bunter because I couldn't hit for years before this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I
were you a full swing bunter or just a guy who was literally trying to bunt? Just out of curiosity.
No, I was
full
trying,
swing bunter.
I was trying to bunt, man. Okay. Come on, man.
First base, third base. What do you got? Which side?
Oh, third base.
Third base, a little more. Yeah. Yeah. Then they try to throw you out at first. You already rounded and you're halfway to second.
That's right. That's right.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Kids, I just love picturing Steve playing baseball, and that. Thank you, Steve, for those stories. That was wonderful.
Oh, I was great.
Glasses.
Halfway through.
Tape on the glasses.
No. Well, because I got glasses when I was in sixth grade. So
okay.
Before that, I did not have. So yeah. I got some pictures.
And maybe that's why you hit all those doubles in eighth grade was because you finally had glasses.
You could actually see the ball.
Yeah.
That was the thing.
I think that's what Kenny Rogers needed in that song.
Yeah. Man, in first grade, they gave us like these weird hockey-style gloves to like field with. It was weird. It had like this netting, and it was these huge gloves. I don't know what was
so
going
you
on.
Had...
I think you were playing lacrosse. Steve, that's not baseball. That is called lacrosse.
Are you sure?
No, we were definitely playing baseball, but we
had... You had like a goalie glove?
Yeah.
Really, like, so basically like a first baseman.
That's what it looked like, but it was even bigger. It was weird.
Chicago, man.
It's very strange.
That is different. Yeah, I've never heard of such a thing. Well, we have to jump quickly to 1923 on this day, June the 12th. 1923, Harry Houdini... frees himself from a straitjacket while suspended upside down 40 feet above the ground in New York City. And the legend began. I mean, he became Houdini. Everybody knows the name Houdini. Eminem just made a brand new song called Houdini.
Really?
Yes.
World's greatest escape artist, which apparently he wasn't because it didn't work that one time.
That's true. One time it did not work. But this is... freeing yourself from a straitjacket to this day is still a trick that is done.
Yeah, right.
And it was first done in 1923.
Crazy. All right. Thank you, Steve. I can't. Do you have the picture of baseball, you in a baseball uniform as a kid that we could access? You can get it from your dad or something?
I have some, I think, on my Facebook page maybe or something.
Huh. The Big 99.9
Coyote Really? Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you have any other young kid words? How about bussin'? You heard that?
I've heard that before. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I hear
that.
That's
what they do at the restaurants.
Kevin James.
Right. There. Tables are dirty, Steve. They are bussing the tables. That's correct.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Beat the show brought to you by Dutch Bros, and that's what we're playing for today. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
I'll just drop the kids off at school and getting ready for the work day.
All right. Well, yeah, so it's probably pretty typical. When's the last day of school?
Friday, actually.
You're getting close, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's like you still got to go to work, so there'll still be some dropping off or some sort of something going on, I'm sure. But, you know, at least the kids will probably be happier, I would imagine.
Yeah, for sure.
How old are the kids?
9, 9, and 13.
You said the same number twice there.
9, 9, and 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird how that works, huh? All right, well, let's see how we do today. The category is Superman, Ryan. Superman is the category. Who would you like to challenge in your 7 questions of trivia, me or Kevin?
Challenge Kevin today.
All right, Kevin. Adios,
I don't
Superman.
Know a lot. You know, Superman, superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not huge in that world.
Right,
so
that's true.
Might be a good choice.
Yeah. It's also my nickname for Kevin. I don't know if a lot of people know that.
Is it?
Uh-huh. All right, let's see how we do. Superman's the category. Pass if you get stuck, and we'll see how it goes. Good luck to you, Ryan.
Boy, I had no idea that was his nickname either.
Yeah, it's his nickname.
Okay. All right, Ryan, here we go. What is Superman's alter ego?
Clark Kent.
Fill in the blanks. It's a blank. It's a blank. It's Superman.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
Who is Superman's girlfriend?
Lois Lane.
Superman, or I'm No Superman, was the theme song for this doctor show which starred Zach Braff.
Oh, yeah.
Who is the actor best known for playing Superman in the 1978 movie Superman?
Oh, pass.
What color is the S in the classic Superman logo?
Red.
Tom Welling starred in this 2001 to 2011 Superman-related show. What was the show?
Oh, that was, pass. Darn it.
Superman, no, I'm No Superman theme song for what doctor-related show? Zach Braff? No?
Scrubs.
Okay. All right. We'll take it at the buzzer. Kevin! All right. Good job. Well done, Ryan. We'll see how Kevin does.
Yeah, very nice.
What, Kevin? Kevin was yelling. He's yelling as he comes in.
No, I was talking.
Talking? Okay.
I was not yelling. I had very nicely said.
Very nice.
Very nicely said.
Very nice.
I wonder if they're dumb questions.
Oh, I see. I thought you said you're finally done with questions, and then I realized what you actually said, which is way funny.
Sorry.
No, it's all good.
Yeah. I don't think they're dumb questions.
I don't think so either. I think they're great
good.
Questions. Yeah.
Let's
prove it.
All right. Here, I'm going to prove it right now. What is Superman's alter ego?
Clark Kent.
Fill in the blanks. It's a blank. It's a blank. It's Superman.
It's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman.
Who is Superman's girlfriend?
Lois Lane.
Superman, or I'm No Superman, was the theme song for this doctor show which starred Zach Braff.
Scrubs?
Who is the actor best known for playing Superman in the 1978 movie Superman?
Christopher Reeves.
What color is the S in the classic Superman logo?
Yellow?
Tom Welling starred in this 2001 to 2011 Superman-related show. What was the show?
Oh, gosh, I know this because I like that guy. Smallville?
Wow, did he get through all
of them? That's all of them right there. Okay. That's all of them.
That's like, also seven, I think.
Well, you think you got seven right?
I think so.
You think so?
No. All right, well, minus 1 point for overconfidence. Let's see how we do here playing for $15 of Dutch Bros. I'm going to tell you that the first four, you guys had identical answers with the Clark Kent and the It's a Bird, It's a Plane, Lois Lane, and Scrubs. So, yeah, four in a row, and I'm assuming they're all right?
Yes.
Four to four.
Four to four right off the bat.
Very nice. Should we just then skip to five?
Yep, let's go with five. The score is going to start to matter.
All right, who is the actor best known for playing Superman in the 1978 movie Superman?
Okay, so Kevin said Christopher Reeve, and unfortunately Ryan couldn't come up with Christopher Reeve. So, one point, Kevin.
Kevin gets a point.
Kevin, 1 point. Kevin, wow, a 1 point lead is 5-4, but we'll see what happens next.
What color is the S in the classic Superman logo?
Yeah.
What do you think it is, Kevin?
I may have got this one wrong.
Red. There it is. Yeah. Ryan yellow. Said red. Yellow's the background. You know, kind of the outside part. 5-5.
That is correct.
With one question left.
Tom Welling starred in this 2001-2011 Superman-related show. What was the show?
Ryan was kicking himself. He was like, he did almost the exact same thing you did, Kevin. He's like, oh, I know it. I liked that show. What was the doggone name of it? And he couldn't get to it. You said Smallville.
Smallville's right.
Oh, my gosh, Kevin. 6-5.
Never watched the show, but
You like the actor?
I like the guy because he was Charlie on Cheaper by the Dozen 2.
I'm the same way. I've never watched it, but I just saw the commercial, so I knew what it was, but I couldn't come to me.
Are you talking about Tom Welling, Kevin? Who are you talking about? Oh, okay,
Tom Welling.
All right, it's
good looking dude, isn't he?
Yeah,
he looks like Superman.
He kind of does. Yeah,
I mean that's why he was probably cast for the role.
Imagine that you could have been a guy in Hollywood who's setting these roles up for actors. Ryan, he got you by one there. Sorry about that, man. But pick a number, try to get back through, and you can get your Dutch Bros, okay? What number?
2-8.
8 it is, buddy. Hey, appreciate you listening. Thanks so much, and good luck getting back through, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Ryan, appreciate you, bud. All right, 509-441-0999. Caller number 8 wins.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Can't remember the name of the play.
It was your line.
It Runs in the Family, I believe, was the name of the play.
Okie dokie.
And I played the part of...
Kevin James.
Sporty Dan, your top 40 man, coming to you live from the stadium where the Northview Nomads are taking on the... I can't remember all my lines.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
It is stat of the day time, and here's Sporty Dan.
Thank you, Jay, back in the studio. Sporty Dan live on the scene now. Of this stat of the day, 24%. 24% is the number that broke my heart.
24.
Followed by 7%.
Oh, no.
And those would be the ratings of... the Cheaper by the Dozen movies on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh,
those are the
7%.
Critic scores.
Wow.
24% for Cheaper by the Dozen.
The original?
Which, by the way.
I mean, you're talking about the Steve Martin one, right?
Steve Martin one. Yeah. Not the original 1950.
Or whatever it was.
Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yeah.
1950, starring Clifton Webb.
Oh, my.
Myrna Loy,
yeah.
Uh-huh. That got an 86 from the Rotten Tomatoes.
Whoa, that's quite the drop-off.
So, here's what's dumb.
Cheaper by the Dozen, so the original Steve Martin version was, what'd you say, 2003?
Which, by the way, I said that Tom Welling played Charlie in Cheaper by the Dozen, too. He played Charlie in both movies.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
You feel like you kind of left him out there.
He was really something in both movies.
Yeah.
I remember thinking he was such a stud. I was like, that guy.
Who was the mom?
Bonnie Hunt.
Bonnie Hunt. Yeah.
Bonnie Hunt is the mom in both movies. Yeah.
Okay.
The kids in the first movie.
Well, Hilary Duff was in one.
Hilary
for
Duff
sure.
was in the first one. Yep. She played, man, if I can remember.
The oldest daughter, right?
I think so. Maybe? No, she played the third
that one
child.
Was, yeah, the one was the one that already had children or something. Was pregnant or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, Piper Pablo is her name or something like that.
Oh, her real name? Oh,
yeah, okay. The actress.
Yeah, I don't know her. Maybe I do.
I did not realize they did a Cheaper by the Dozen in 2022.
What did they call that one?
Cheaper by the Dozen.
Oh,
starring Gabriella Union, Zach Braff.
I'm
taking a look at this.
Mm. What kind of rating did that one get?
Oh, 35%. Way better than the other one. That's garbage. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You don't have...
Cheaper by the Dozens are great movies. Great family movie, right,
yeah,
Jay?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm in on them.
I mean, you watched both of them.
Yeah,
I
thought they were fun.
And the second one was, you know, it was a totally different concept. It was such a competition between Steve Martin and
Eugene Levy. Is that
the
one with Eugene Levy? Okay,
yes,
yeah.
He was the really rich, amazing guy. And it's ridiculous, but they're fun family comedies. The audience score on both of them are right around 60%. So, you know.
I'm now looking at it. Eugene Levy, yeah. Carmen Electra.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Lautner. Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Taylor Lautner is in there. He's one of the kids.
Okay.
He's one of Eugene Levy's amazing children.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun concept. I like the movies. Come on, man.
Hilary Duff made it in both of them.
I don't know why people do. Who rates that?
I don't know. I mean, the critics.
Steve, how does Rotten Tomatoes work? Do you know?
It's the people, Jay.
That is people?
Well, there is the audience score, and then there is the critic score. Here's the top critic. Let's read the top critic review.
Oh, no.
This is about
how many years ago?
Cheaper by the Dozen 2.
How many years ago was this?
2007. March 6th, 2007. There's a discernible lack of enthusiasm from an almost everyone involved, including Hilary Duff, who's gone from wholesome to haggard in two short years.
Oh, wow.
This whole thing is flat out scary.
What was she in before that? That was
she got haggard. Like, she didn't really want it, but she wanted the paycheck. So she's
She went from wholesome to haggard in two short years.
Rotten Tomatoes are movie reviews made by a team of curators who read reviews from the Tomato Meter approved critics and publications every day. These critics can be from all over the world. So those are also critics who apparently look at other people's rankings and their own on the Tomato Meter.
Huh.
How about that?
This is another top critic who had this to say. This is definitely a family trip that you should just stay home and skip.
James, thank you on the text line. Appreciate you. The oldest daughter also played Summer in Yellowstone. Yep, that's her. That, no,
oh,
now
100%.
I remember.
Yep, I knew she looked familiar.
Yep, that was the one.
She is the one that, man, she was hooking up with old, what's his name?
Hey.
And Beth was not happy about it.
Right. Yeah, they got a little tussle.
They did. They got
She didn't like Daddy John hanging out with Summer.
Oh, we're talking about Yellowstone. I thought we were still on Cheaper by the Dozen.
I mean, did your headphones come unplugged or something?
Yeah, see, on Cheaper by the Dozen, there was nothing where anybody got in a fist fight and there was no
cussing or hooking up.
Yeah.
Are we sure?
Although the last review here for the Cheaper by the Dozen 2 from another top critic. A sequel that does, for the most part, fall right in line with its unwatchable, unspectacular predecessor.
Dang. I mean,
I think they're fun.
I literally don't know what people go into these expecting.
Yeah.
I mean, they expect to have their lives change in some dramatic fashion when it's like, bro, it's Cheaper by the Dozen with Steve Martin.
Yeah, it just.
I don't know what you wanted there.
I lied. I have one more.
Okay.
It is so incredibly bland and painful to watch. It's just a collection of unfunny moments that are both uninteresting and annoying.
Wow. No wonder we like it. The
Big 99. I thought there was... Hold on.